Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel today, the weather has been warm and sunny. In Jerusalem, the skies have been clear, while Tel Aviv enjoyed a gentle breeze under a bright sun. Haifa saw more of the same with pleasant temperatures. As night falls, expect a mild and comfortable evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah is using low-cost FPV drones assembled in Lebanon to attack IDF forces and northern Israel, enabling cheap, precise strikes. This report comes from Ynet earlier today. Also, Lebanon's survival may hinge on a deal with Israel, as President Joseph Aoun and Prime Minister Nawaf Salam push for negotiations. This development is according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. Also this hour, Iran calls on the United States to reduce its demands and end the war, blaming Washington and Israel for current tensions. This update comes from JNS this afternoon. Separately, Saudi Arabia is accelerating its pivot in the Red Sea as Iran continues to impact the Strait of Hormuz. I-24 News provided this update earlier today. And finally, the Israeli Air Force's Adir F-35 planes are critical in operations against Iran, with two more expected to join the fleet soon. This report is from Walla, coming in the past hour. Reaction has been swift on social media. Amichai Stein, a senior correspondent, reported explosions in Dubai as UAE air defenses engaged missiles just minutes ago. Ariel Oseran, a journalist, confirmed that the UAE Interior Ministry announced the engagement with the missile threat, aligning with reports of explosions. From Al Arabiya, the UAE announced that their air defense systems are actively responding to a missile threat, posting minutes earlier. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Hezbollah drone attacks, Ynet reports that these FPV drones are not only cheap, but also highly effective in delivering precise strikes against Israeli targets. This presents a new challenge for Israeli defenses as they adapt to this emerging threat. The potential for increased tensions in the north remains a significant concern for Israeli security. Turning to Lebanon's negotiations with Israel, the Jerusalem Post highlights that the Lebanese leadership sees a deal with Israel as crucial for national stability. With internal pressures mounting, Lebanon's leaders are attempting to avoid the fragmentation of their nation. Success in negotiations could lead to a more stable region. Meanwhile, Iran's call for the U.S. to scale back its demands was reported by JNS. Iran insists that Washington's threats are counterproductive and highlights the security of the Strait of Hormuz. This appeal underscores the ongoing diplomatic tensions and the critical role of international negotiations in de-escalating the situation. In related news, Saudi Arabia's strategic shift in the Red Sea has been accelerated due to Iran's influence over the Strait of Hormuz. I-24 News reports that this pivot could reshape regional alliances and trade routes. The outcome of this move will likely affect diplomatic relations across the Middle East. Finally, according to Walla, the Israeli Air Force's Adir F-35 planes are central to its defensive and offensive strategies against Iran. With 48 aircraft in operation and more on the way, Israel strengthens its aerial capabilities. This bolsters its deterrence and operational readiness in the face of regional threats. Turning to business and markets. First, Cisco has acquired AI security startup Asterix for $400 million. CTech reports that this Israeli startup focuses on risks from non-human identities and autonomous AI agents, marking a significant move in the tech sector. Separately, the Consumer Protection Authority intends to impose over a 1.2 million shekel fine on ONT. Electronics for consumer deception. Walla Business highlights the importance of regulatory enforcement in protecting consumer interests. And finally, Israeli biotech firm M6 has raised $3.6 million to advance psychedelic drug production and trials. Ynet Business notes that this funding will aid in addressing PTSD, depression, and OCD, showcasing an innovative approach to mental health treatments. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.